Cover guzzle. We are tied to the receiver. We're attacking the leader. False rule and invite laser town. It's a tremendous honor for me to be able to introduce Rebbe and the Rabbi Shatala Movik. So the Ibeg Pipa of our son. Give over the Vintera to Takabi Saiso Davis. Thank you.
I know personally that if you have Rav Dov, you do not need me. Over Mahmoud Ava that we have together, I'm here. The Gemara says, Olam by night is learning Kedushin. Gemara says that a shor that shtesis a isha is a posik as is chayv. Gemara says, why do you need a posik for? Says the Gemara, so I would say dafka a man, the bar mitzvahs, is chayv in koifer. Of the isha, lord. Well, isha is not a bar mitzvah. Says Teisvitz. Lav dafke that a isha is not a bar mitzvah. The iskish eved li isha. There's a hekish eved to isha. The chayvoy the mitzvah keshet nigma vlogwa mi isha. Like the Gemara Chagiga learns out of Joshua that a eved kenaini is chayiv mitzvahs ki isha. So you see, as the isha is chayiv mitzvahs. Ali hochi koma, enu chayeves kol kach kemo ish. Ekrem ki veige, lo zachisi lehovim pshat devreyev. Vechi tzrichen raya mechagiga, denoshim chayeves b'mitzvahs? Hazem a purish b'mishno seinu, the mitzvahs asei she'en as man gromo, noshim chayovis. Uman neida yoyse mehachta chagigo, v'ashem yor eina. A plea de kashayla. Who does Jesus want from chagiga? Lo lo mi isha, eva kanan is chayim mitzvahs ki isha. That's the purish mishna that the oil learned. Purish mishna, v'chol mitzvahs asei she'es man gromo, noshim chayovim, noshim peturot. V'chol mitzvahs asei shelo yazman koma echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim chayovim. So where does Chagiga come in? Bye bye tefillah, v'ashem yura ina. Efshar hazei. There's a kasha for Reb Kivega. Rashi shita is in brachas that the rabbanon can be moitzia deraisa. Even though we have a cloud of kol sheinu mechuyim v'doved and moitzia acherim es chavosei, Rashi shita is that the rabbanon is called a mechuyim v'doved and it can be moitzia afilo deraisa. That's why Rashi shita is if chinuch would be called Achiv on the cotton, even though it's the Rabbanon, he can be moitzi his father. Just Rashi Shita is chinuch as a din on the father, not on the boy. The male can't be moitzi the father. Frank Yekiveige, the Gemara says mefurish that if the Isha is only mechuyim and birchas hamozim in the Rabbanon, she cannot be moitzi a man in birchas hamozim. Says Rishive Vais to Choisaze that this Birchas Hamozen of Isha, why is she not Mechuyim in the Raisa? because she's not for bris. She's not chol sarah. She's not the Torah. The Rabbanan said she is. The Rabbanan said she's mechuyev demzoba birchas hamozon via the deraisa. Well, the Rabbanan now created a lady's birchas hamozon. The Rabbanan gufa, it's a lady's birchas hamozon. It's a different type of birchas hamozon. And the man type birchas hamozon, the ish is not there. The man is not hearing a birchas hamozon. He's hearing a lady dig a birchas hamozon. This that a lady's mechuyev in mitzvahs aseh she'eines man groma is the pshat poshit that it's a yidin done a mechuyev in mitzvahs. A lady is also a yid. She's also mechuyev in mitzvahs. Nor a esesh is man groma the Torah patterned. Torah patterned her up. But the mitzvah that she has is the same mitzvah like a man. Well, no. But the fact that the Torah is saying that the lady is potter from this man grandma, what the Torah is doing is, this is a new thing. There's ladies' mitzvahs. There's noshim dika mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs, even that are in as man grandma, is not the same mitzvahs by the man. There's noshim dika mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs, and then there's noshim dika mitzvahs. And the noshim dika mitzvahs is what the Mishnah Chavtes is saying, that there are noshim dika mitzvahs in as man grandma. But even the mitzvahs that she's in, she is not the same mitzvahs as anoshim. They're ladies' mitzvahs. Yeah. I ask you, so how could a lady, what she's mechuyev, be mighty a man? Kenani that gets a shtar shichra. The Rambam shita is he's not an eved anymore. He got a shtar shichra. He's not an eved anymore. But he's still not a full yid until he goes to the mikvah. When he went to the mikvah the first time to become an eved Kenani, calls the Rambam, it's a miksas geiris. And another two places, the Rambam says, he's Yosef Bechlau Benoyach of Yisrael Loibo. He's out of being a goy, but he's still not a yid. That the Rambam defined as a mixas geiris. He's not a yid, but he's not a goy. After he gets the shtar shichra, good, he's not an eved. But he never became a yid. Good, he's not an eved. Aber nishkin yid. That to be Nigmar Gerusay, to become a Yid, he has to go to the mikvah again after he gets a Shtashim. So, Kozman, the whole time he's an Eved, Mechuyim Mitzvahs Ki'ish. He gets the Shashichra, he's not an Eved anymore. He's still Mechuyim Mitzvahs Ki'ish. And when he goes into the mikvah, now he'll be mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Working with this, let's understand. If there's a musik that is ladies' mitzvahs, is noshim dika mitzvahs, that means a man doesn't have ladies' mitzvahs. A man has mitzvahs. The notion of mitzvahs a man does not have. So how does an Eved have this Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs? An Eved is not a lady. The Torah says he's an Eved. He's an Eved. An Eved can have Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs. A man cannot have Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs. An Eved can have Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs. But now that this Miksas Geiris Dikah Mitzvahs became Ois Eved, he's not an Eved anymore. But he's not a full Yid. But he's a man. And if a man who's a full Yid does not have Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs, even though he's a full Yid, if he doesn't have Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs, he has mitzvahs, but not Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs. So someone who's not a full Yid, he's a Miksas Yid. Call it a Miksas Geiris. Not even a Miksas Yid like that. Yeah, it's a Miksas Geiris. And he's not an Eved anymore. So how can he be Chayim Mitzvahs than Lady Dikah Mitzvahs? He's not an Eved, and he's not an Isha. So why is this Eved Kenani, which is not Eved Kenani anymore, because he got a Shtar Shichra. He's an Eved Kenani. Nochin Shtar Shichra is not anymore an Eved, but he's not a Yid. So with what is he going to hold on to these ladies' mitzvahs? A lady is he not? And an Eved is not. Even a full Yid does not have ladies' mitzvahs. The lady's a thing. It's not me. And Eved is talking chilek Eved v'ish v'ishe. Oh, but in a v'cheil da chilek v'mishen ish v'ishe. So why is an Eved Kenani, if there's Shtar Shichra, who's not anymore an Eved Kenani, and he's a Miksas Geiris, Rambam calls, could yet have Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs? Is the Pshat, because it's Zariah from that it's not Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are Mitzvahs! No such thing as ladies' Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are Mitzvahs! And if mitzvahs are mitzvahs, and Eved Kenani is the pshat, he's not a goy. And Eved Kenani, the Rambam calls, he's not a goy. The Miksas Geiris could have some mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Mitzvahs as Ibi and Isha. But they're not Noshim Dikah mitzvahs, they're mitzvahs. The mitzvahs like every Yid has. No, every Yid has full mitzvahs. And this Eved Kenani doesn't have all the mitzvahs. Which is a shayla, as Eved Kenani became a chuyv, all the mitzvahs, not the lola, batid, or the lola, gufa, simus, amachayim. But Eved Kenani puts on tefillin, is it an enum tzuvah oiz? It's not even an enum tzuvah oiz, it's gone. Balko panim, it's regular mitzvahs. And the meila, if the Eved Kenani now becomes Ois Eved Kenani, but that Darga, the Miksas Geiris, is still there with him, the Chi and Mitzvahs Ki'isha will still be upon him, even though he's not in Eved anymore, as long as he still has that status of Yotze V'chal Ben Noyach, he still has this Miksas Geiris, he's going to keep on to that level of Mitzvahs that he had before. And when he goes to the mikvah the second time, he'll be a full Yid, and he'll get all the mitzvahs.
Why can't you say the same thing if he's
a Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs? Hey, a full Yid has Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs?
No.
So why?
He's only Miksas Geiris. Why are you saying that if he's a Noshim Dikah Mitzvahs, then it's good?
Man labor. And Eved is an Eved. Oh, but God is a Ben Chayr. He's a Ben Chayr. He's a man. He's a Ben Chayr. Eved.
Nicht in demselben Machai wie der Mann.
Eshet Osus Benuk Akoponim to Purim Bechal Arvis in this mitzvah. And Kim Mitzvah Zayin Angel Arvis. That's what the Rishiva answered to this question when one was asked it. Then there's Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is that the Yisoid of Eved Kenayni is as follows. And we're saying it, maybe the Rambam was exactly the way the Rishiva said it. This is the way it's Taisa also. Taisa Shita is that the tefillah to be an Eved Kenayni, it gives him b'koyach b'ikr to be a full Yid. Now the Abdus is mafkiya the Yiddishkeit. It's mafkiya that he's not going to be a full Yid. Once he gets a shtar shichru, Taisa Shita is, he's still b'kedushas kufboy an Eved. And that's holding him up that he cannot become a full Yid. Once he does the tefillah, the second tefillah, that's mafkia, the whole avdus, I feel with b'kedushas gufoy, he's ois ever. Now he himself, mitzad, his freedika tefillah, does he become a full yid? Not the second tefillah, Taisa Shita is not to be goymer the geirus, just to get rid of the avdus. Oh, but not to be goymer the geirus. It's not to be goymer the geirus, it's just to get rid of the avdus, And the Mela is a Yid. Those are Shita's Tesis. So how are we going to learn Tesis up? Tesis Shita in Rav Kveg Shaila. It's a day. What's the Pshat, Zogomir, in an Eved? Is he b'ikim mechuyev in all mitzvahs? B'ikim mechuyev in all mitzvahs? B'ikim mechuyev in all mitzvahs? No, the lo pater. What's the pshat in the Eved Kenayni? Is he b'ikim mechuyev in all mitzvahs? No, the lo paters? Or no? Is b'ikim mechuyev? Is the only mechuyev in the mitzvahs ki'isha? What's the din? What will be an afkamina? You have an Eved Kenayni after the Shtar Shichur. After the Shtar Shichur, before the Tefillah. So, well, according to Tosfos, he's still an Eved. He's still an Eved. Mimela, the Baalti is still an Eved. Kedusha won't be Tosfos. He's still an Eved. Kedusha won't be Tosfos. According to the Rambam, on the other hand, Kedusha will be typhus because he's not an Eved anymore. Even though he's not a Yid. But as long as he's not a Goy and he's not an Eved, Kedusha is typhus. Someone who's not a Goy and not a Yid and not an Eved, Kedusha is typhus. Steht in der Prime Sefer. Kedusha will be typhus. What is the Fushi Gemara? The Gemara says that even an Eved Kenayni, Kedusha will be typhus. It's not for the fact of Amos Eim Lechama. But thus was Kedusha the status in our goy? Does this Yeshiva ever connect? If Be'ikr will learn, as an Eved Kenayni is Be'ikr, only Mechuyiv in the mitzvahs Ke'isha, now that he became Ois, if Be'ikr, the Eved is only Mechuyiv in mitzvahs Ke'isha, now after the Tefillah, now he's Ois Eved. He's Ois Eved. And now you want him to be Mechuyiv now in all the mitzvahs. Would he need a new tefillah? Well, no. If you learn the Ikki, I'll go Mechuyiv in the mitzvahs. And now he became Ois Eved. Oh, but what's going to now be Mechuyiv in our mitzvahs? El Ikki no Mechuyiv in the mitzvahs. So what's now going to be Mechuyiv in the Shah mitzvahs? If you have an Eved Kenayni, which is Be'ikah only Mechuyiv mitzvahs Ke'isha, so what's going to be Mechuyiv in the other mitzvahs? What's going to be Mechuyiv in the other mitzvahs? From this alone is weil das, was er mitzvahs ki ishe, weil ishe gufo ist der Pshat, sie ist beikem chui wa alle mitzvahs. No, das, was sie sein ishe, patti der ob. Memela eben eicha sei, ist beikem chui wa alle mitzvahs, but das, was sie eben patti der ob. Now, der Abdes geht auch ob, ist bechui memela alle mitzvahs. Meint das, dass beikem et ishe bechui in alle mitzvahs. No, the ishe patti der ob. That's what Oichet make the Gemara. Ish the bar mitzvah is in. Ish aloi. You can mean ish aloi that the ish is the ik oi mechui of these mitzvahs. Oh, but she doesn't have, she's not bechlal alayim in the tayyak. Zok tesis fin evit, lo lo fin evit, you see, no. That the ikar and ish is in tayyak. No, this is, I can point that. A mitzvah is also part of a mitzvah of sukkim. Not in tayyar. And ish is in tayyar. Not ish is patir it up. As evit patir it up. Vimela, gleich noch in shikra, kem with ayim chuyim in ala mitzvahs. Vazon avis was lost it up. Ome bi ik is mechuyim ala mitzvahs. Oh, lab daf kem is a. Vazon tayyar. The ish is also bi ik in tayyar. There's butter. I think the mitzvah is butter. Aish is butter. And Ba'ish is butter out. Of Ik is Bukhiv in our mitzvahs. So what's up the Gemara? Ish aloy. Bishlema, according to this pshat, is Haka, the Zalba mitzvah. Haka learns the Zalba mitzvah. Of those alegos, the Ish is Nita Rain in Tayag, ripped on the Gemara, Ish aloy. Oh, but now we're learning Ish Iker is in Tayag. No, as Ish is passing it up. Again, it's not a chetzer for the ishes b'chuyim, not the ishes patit her up. So his David said, what's on the ishes loy? Ishes on the zobe tayyad, not the ishes patit her up. But as her Yiddish guy, her chetzer for Yid, it's a zobe chetzer for Yid be a man. Nor as ishes, her feminine guy patit her up. Does it ishes loy? Until the Ebed, I will learn, no, it's not her feminine guy patit her up. This bria that Abish created doesn't have the entire yag. It's not a zaytik pointer. But if ever you see it's a zaytik pointer, of a mitzad the isha for the zav is beikah mitzad the. He thinks it's the Rebbe Gezov as a an alter meir maybe gegangen in the weiber section. So the Rebbe with us not Rebbe. Vom Nogis en dem Chetze, nicht dem Gavle. Akkoponim, die Zeit der Jüdisch, die Zeit der Jüdischkeit. Nur die Ische Party ist ja auch. Aber das ist Ische in Reinen Tayag. Muss ich sagen, die Gemau ist Lab Davke. Das ist Tisch. Muss ich sagen, es ist Lab Davke. Und mit Ewer, und Chagiga. Mit Kedushin allein, in Nachbuchach zu sehen, die Gemau ist Lab Davke. Meltes bringt die Gemara in Chagige. So if Emperor of Kveg of Tuchgeret, the Bissor of Kveg.
What's the right from heaven? After he does his second field, now he's getting against the gears. It's even though before
no, wait, he had... No. According to Tazer, it's not getting the Gansi Gears. It's just, Tazer says, it's not the second field, it's not a Gears. It's just not heaven.
Fine, but now after the second Gears, it's a full year. Being a full Yid and you're male,
no, the scuba cashier. No. If the Iker, that's good what we want to bring out. If the Iker, this Yiddish guy, while he wasn't ever, is the Iker only the Chayiv him, not Tayyad. Is the Iker only the Chayiv him, how many is there? 300 mitzvahs. He's only the Chayiv him 300 mitzvahs, but not Tayyad. So now that the Evid is over, what now gave him the full Kedusha to be Mechuyim Tayag before he didn't even have that Yiddishkeit for Tayag? Zweites Friat, he had the Tzima for Tayag. No, the Abdus Patira. Sami, you learn Abdus Beaker is Eichid. No, it's not. It's like Abdus is Ma'akid. Kenzai.
When you do the Tzima for Gairus, you have to do Kabbalah Samitzvahs. The Kabbalah Samitzvahs is only on the Kabbalah of the Nashim Mitzvahs of Tayag. The Eichid feel of it, the Kabbalah of Gairus. By
your
office. Is it
there
on the kayak, or that's only on the subset of He does nefesh, but he does have to kabbalah. He has to kabbalah some mitzvahs, yeah?
Yeah, once he became an eved k'nayni, and then he goes to the, he gets the shah shukra and he goes to the mitzvah.
He has to do another kabbalah some mitzvahs. I mean, according to depends, does he have all the mitzvahs? Right, as when he does the first, when he has all the mitzvahs, he has just, he has a tov. So when he does the second tefillah, he doesn't have to do more kabbalah some mitzvahs.
They say, so he should have kabbalah
some mitzvahs. I'm asking, does he have to?
Of the fat is zichni.
But the fact you can have Talmidim sitting there saying that it's good without you is not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh. It's a Shaykh that there should be a Rebbe that has a Talmud who's so ill-gigant. It's a Moise Nafsha. B'chol Koychoi, B'chol Amoloi, Saibin Yoni Gashmi, Saibin Yoni Yochni, is Alf for the Rebbe. Everybody learns from you. And it's from Shaykh that there should be a Talmud, not have a course of Toiv to you for that. So, yeah, then I'm Chayyim. Yeah, Lamais, your wife called me up, he asked me that I should speak to Oilam to share some of the Maisim, to some Yonah from the Shiva. It's a Shemir's Dach. Many of you know that in personal things I'm not so sure Kvat Peh. But when it comes to speak with Rosh Hashiva, it's such a Mashunadik person. How do you touch such a person up? I don't know anyone who would ever be able to find words that would be able to explain how much the Rosh Hashiva did for so many Talmidim for Gans Klal Yisrael. The charge is on that I've been married in the Rosh Hashiva that there were four Ksarim, four Bzondra Meluchos. That the Rosh Hashiva was mamlich da'atzmoi b'choleis v'chol shor. The first one, as everybody knows, was I'm mishunadik on milas b'teirah. Everyone saw what his milas was. Everything. I mean, he was such an amelis, and then the amelis came from the riziger havas. I can be made. I was zoicha to live in the Rashiva's house for many years. And every night I would come and the Rashiva would be sitting learning by the table in the living room. The living room. wasn't a couch, wasn't a chair. Mamish like the same on the Chofetz Chaim, that there was no gashmis in the house. There's no Gashmi. Not because the Rashid did not like Gashmi. It's not because the Rashid did not understand Gashmi. It's not because the Rashid did not have a source of Gashmi. It mamish meant nothing. It meant nothing to him. But he would sit and he would learn Atkvois Koichel. Mamish Atkvois Koichel. Not the pshat that he would sit and he would learn until he fell asleep. He would put his head down on his arm. because I write that in the first day I was there were a few times that a person walked, trapped up to see if he was bleeding, because he'd fall away in the chair. How he ever made it to bed, basically, but I know I used to hear him in the room upstairs. You know, 5 o'clock in the morning was doing when he got up, but he would be up. I know he was up at 2 o'clock in the morning. What I was doing up at 2 o'clock in the morning is, but I know that he was up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he learned the B'chol Kaifa. I saw, you know, sometimes another Rebbetzin came out and woke him up and stuffed him to bed. But he mamish learned Ad Klois Kaifa mamish. It was standing when I would pick him up from the airport, he would come back, he'd come back from a big trip from Israel, from California, wherever it was. He would be mamish v'matet. He had to go back to the yeshiva. I would tell him, I said, well, Shiva, it's after lightsaber. it doesn't matter, he has to go back to yeshiva. There was another interesting time in my sermon. Mamish right away after my Shana Rishayin, so I came back to yeshiva for a lightsaber. That was at Kufa when the Rashi was learning of his Medrash Night Seder. The Rashi used to not learn of his Medrash Night Seder. That was at Kufa, he was learning of his Medrash. And right away, I was sitting up in the front where the Shag Moshe used to sit. And he came from the back, he came all the way up front. So I told him, you know, this was called to the Shag Shayna. So I'm, you know, back in Shiva, the Night Seder. No. So you have to go home. I said, why? I said, I learned at home. I said, I have my wife. By that time, I had already a child. He had the phone. It's very sure. He said, Hagufa. It was a chais line and which kind of line in Shtok. He said, a bach in yeshiva is mechunach to learn this medrash. He said, if you ever have a bach, he has nothing to do, or he's waiting for somebody, he happens to be in a bis medrash. So, you know, he's in a sitting, he's in a line. He's in a shake out of safe, he's in a line. But what about somebody sitting in the house? You take out a magazine, you take out a newspaper, you said that one, Amadiyah, whatever it is, you find something. His whole gear, everything that he had was about learning. This is something that was so near the coil. The second kasher was his kasher b'avodah. This is also something which I think was near the coil. He was an Eved Adonov Mamish B'chol Dover Shehu, everything. Everything had to do with his he saw himself as an Eved. I remember he used to say over by the Sadas, by the other magician. He used to say over. There was the whole mice over there. Other Mishnah wanted, you know, wanted even better das. It was a gefährlich. He wanted das. And what was so terrible that the Eibush didn't want to give das. I mean, the mice says living, breathing human beings nowadays. You see, I mean, what's a person without das? It's nothing, like a bema. So what was going on? So the Rashi used to time like this. He used to say that once you have das, so then the asiyas hamitzvahs is already has to do with an understanding. You always want to know, what's the tamei ha-mitzvah? What's the reason why we're doing this mitzvah? And it does felt in being able to do the mitzvah only because the Eibush Tehotek Eis and found that mitzvah. But that was the way the Rashi reviewed everything. You did it because you're told to do. That's what you had to do. So ganze ispatlus, mafe ganze ispatlus to the Torah, to the mitzvahs, the kiyum mitzvahs. I don't want to say he's davening. He's davening. He's yeshiva rabbi. It was mashulim. Remember on Shabbos by the Shabbos Suda. He sat with the chumash. He was with the chumash, and the whole thing. He would speak. He would talk a lot. It wasn't like he sat there and it's always. He would speak. He didn't stop speaking. It was just going through mitchilas pasha atzayif. The whole way. Before the fish, during the fish, after the fish, before the fish, after the fish, everything was just Kaseidah speaking and speaking more and more and more. Everything had to do with Hashem. Francis, I remember this was a few mice, because it was once when Rav Yishvei made he was making a chasm with his youngest son. So I forget why, but the Rashiv wasn't able to go. So the Rebbetzin went, the Rashiv wasn't able to go. So Shaila was, well, you know, I wasn't able to go with the Rashiv. And then, to make matters worse, the Rebbetzin had a ride, and the ride decided to leave a few hours earlier. So she wasn't able to make Shabbos. What are we going to do? So Meshimi was living at home then, his youngest son. So we decided, we'll put together a Suda. So we had a Pahadami that we were going to go to Moish Gordon, who was going camping much of the time, and we're going to get through another put together suit. But she wouldn't have it. He said, no. No, I said, why not? She said, Shabbos suit, I'm telling you, she asked him food that was baked or cooked in a store. So why not? He said, Hamish gebaked, let's get back to the Hava from the Iker Sabayis. Boom, I want. Boom, and he ain't such a laugh in the Shiva. The Hava from the Keres Abayis, that's the problem in the food. That's his geschmack, it's good, it is time, they spice it well, they don't spice it well. What the point is that it was part of his avodah. The Shabbos Suda was against the avodah. Everything by Rashi was against the avodah. Also, I remember he used to say by the Maisa, Yaakov Avinu went and was meeting Eitz Farosha for the first time after so many years. So the word is Yaakov Avinu, he was being loyal to me, meaning Achva. So they have all the mafarshim, they should have to say their own name. But she had a I think also Paiches, allows us to understand him a little bit more. So what did he say? Remember he said in the Shmuz, he said that Gevenlich, naturally, a person always sees the fault in other people. So they feel that he was not, somebody's not loyal with him, if it's not designed, it's the other person's fault. They never stop for a minute to think that perhaps it could be because they were not loyal with the other person properly. It's been mailing out, he's reacting to something which happened before. He said what was going through Yaakov Avinu's mind was that he was saying, when he said, he was saying that, Bilech HaTzadik, I know him at Tzadik. In Mimela, he was thinking to himself that it must be that I did something to Esav HaRasha. I took the mitzvahs, and it was Taka Kedin, and Esav HaRasha knew the Cheshbin from deswegen. Esav HaRasha must feel that there's something that I did that was not Noy Gimoy with the COVID that he deserved. That's how the Rashiv understood what was going to be happening in his mind. And in Mela, he went down to do all these pe'ulois in order to be ma'orin himself these hegeshim of achva, today that he should be able to win over Esav. And this is what he said in the pshat from Rashi, that Esav taka hovin. The third was with his Rashi's hanhogos. Anyone who knows Rosh Hashiva, knew the Rosh Hashiva. He was mamish, he was a picture, he personified B'chol Zvechech Ve'ehi. And this goes back to his espatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his espatlus to the Torah, to the mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs because you had to do the mitzvahs, for no other reason, other than that that's what the Eved told us to do. There's no question, you're right, wrong, this, that. It was clear, it was partial, it was there. It was black and white. But this was very negative in all of his anhogams. The Bachman Yeshiva. I remember there's a Maisa, it's supposed to be Maisa with Chaim Stein. This is before my times already. But I heard it from Anoshim Le'amonim. There was a chasana in Tels, Cleveland. So I was, as was the minhag in yeshiva, if there was an out-of-town chasana, the chosim shtel, the bosses. The bosses would boss everyone to the chasana. So at the time, the yeshiva was flown in, and he got there before, and he happened to be standing outside of the yeshiva, speaking with Rav Chaim Stein, at the time that the two or three buses, the coach buses, rolled in. So Rav Chaim said, "Phew, there's so many bachal, the whole yeshiva's coming." So she looks at the rabbi, that's a share. She says, "By ons, in the fetish." He said, "If there's a chosen in the yeshiva, he's getting married out of town, which is talking about them certain towns, because how many people live in Cleveland and you're getting married to New York. Most likely, many bachal are getting to the chosen." So she says, "Well, very good. You don't want to be battled, Sidra yeshiva." And we said, "Let me ask you a shayim." He said, "Here's the deal that the chosen has a brother in yeshiva. Is the brother oil of the minion or not?" So Chaim said, "No, we're going to start with the brother, we're not the other minion." So he smacked Rav Chaim on the back and he said, "By us was an Arab reader." He had such an Arab for the Bachem Yeshiva, the Fabbily Torah. But the fact, and he was Maki, he was Maki, and this is a Zach that he shtered him a lot, that he was concerned that there were certain things that some of the especially some of the younger boys didn't understand, and that there was a little bit of maybe some static in the communication. She was hearing Peish, the Rachel meaning they were in the Kamish Rachel, and sometimes he's very sad about it, and there were a few Yechidim that he would have to speak with. To find out what's the matter with them, what's happening, this, that, and he was so concerned about the whole Kolis Dika matzav of yeshiva and the matzav of each and every bach, if there were problems, if there, what was going on, and if he felt that there was something that was staring, it bothered him a tremendous amount. This is true for the bach and yeshiva. This is true for Kol Yisrael. I used to live in Vienna, so the minig in Vienna, was full, at least at that time, I think it's true today. Rizigashim. And basically, Vienna was one place in Europe where people after the Muhammad went, and they were waiting for papers to come to America. It took a while, so they had a set of businesses, and those who were very mitzliach stayed. So there's a machine that came out of the money over there. And Rosh Hashim used to come to Vienna, Ben Ezmanen. There was a shurim, there was a shmuzim, the different shtibelach and shuls, and they were put together one on one. So the Balabatim came to me, because they knew I learned in the minyan, and they were asking me, bring him from all to Vienna. Bring him here. And there's also a tremendous amount of money. And I came back and spoke to the Shiva once. No. I spoke with him again a year later. He liked him. Went back again, they keep him coming. I said, "He's saying no, well, what do you want me to do?" He's saying no. So I sat there and I asked him, why? Why not? He said, "How can somebody go back to Europe? How can somebody go back to Europe?" He said, "I can't do that." It was something he lived with. It was something, one time he was, on the way, I think he was coming back from Eretz Yisrael. The plane had to stop in Paris. And he got off the plane, he told me a shaman who was with him, he felt like he was walking on Yiddish blood. It stared him so much. And I know this is the summer which I was there, and I know that there was a tkufa, there was a Rebetzin Shuster. The Rebetzin from Rebetzin Shuster from the Bronx, Rebetzin Shuster was Nifta, and the Rebetzin, for a few years, she was not in the full capacity of herself, that she was able to take care of herself. And the Rebbetzin brought her into the house. And the Rebbetzin took care of her for a number of years. And when things really got bad, they had a nurse who would come in to help Rebbetzin Shuster. If it was a Polish nurse, Bathsheba would not go into his house. He wouldn't walk into his house. And I know that there were times that I was bringing him back, and he went inside, and he would say, "So this is the Polish nurse." He could not go into his own house if there was a, because he held. I asked him why he held that the Polish were from the worst. At least what he had witnessed from the Polish was so terrible that Adar Yom he was not able to enter his own house when he was the Bechalishus. he was not able to go in. So, I mean, how many times did Rosh Yeshiva Shmuz about a mitkafir? Like he used to hug over and over and over, and he was hoping on mitkafir. You have to feel Yenis Tzah. You have to feel Yenis Simcha. You go to Simchas. So many times, he would ask, like, does Vas Simcha really want me there? He told him yes, that was it. He was there. Right? Agam, he was running the yeshiva, he was running Klal Yisrael, he was running all these big things. If he felt that, if he knew that Vas Simcha really meant something to him, it was not that he wanted him there because he needed Rosh Yeshiva to be there, but he felt that Itaka wanted him there, that was it, it was done. And he would go. Also, getting back to his feeling, his hugger with Bochum. It was a Bochum once who, very, very seldomly did the Rosh Yeshiva have to kick a Bochum out of yeshiva. And when he did, it was with, it was very, very good Cheshbon. It's about one time he kicked the Bochum out of the yeshiva. The Bochum came back a few months later, so half a year later, and he turned out to be one of the most Cheshbon younger light in the yeshiva. It's bewusst. And then this was a Bacha. He ended up he never came back to yeshiva. But about a year and a half after he was kicked out of yeshiva, I get a phone call. He calls me up and he asks me if he tells me he's became a chassid. Cure the Monsi, he's engaged to a girl from Monsi. And he said he wants very much of the Rashiva should be beside the Gushim. I said, it's not like it was a secret that you got kicked out of yeshiva. It's like, people didn't talk. You didn't by your chasana. But you have to remind everybody. And he said, no. He said, please ask Rosh Yeshiva if he could. He was Boish. So he had to ask Rosh Yeshiva himself. Maybe he didn't want to put Rosh Yeshiva on the spot. So he asked Rosh Yeshiva, that the Rosh Yeshiva intercede. And he told me, he said, Agav, the Mishkoch he was marrying into, he was. His family was God's will to do, but the Mishpacha he was marrying was Mishuna de Gavanti, and there Zogtzu a very big schum to give a check to give to Rosh Yeshiva if he came to Chasana. So I went and I told the Rosh Yeshiva, and I knew well enough not to say anything about the money up front, but so he was the spoilt. he asked me, why does the Bacha want me to come? Why? I asked the Bach that question, and he told me, he said that it was the best thing that ever happened to him. That he got kicked out of the mirror, and then he ended up going to a different yeshiva, and everything worked out. He said it was the best thing. He said the mindset of the yeshiva should have done it a year ago. He said it was the best thing that the yeshiva ever did, or that ever happened to him. And it helped him. And he said, Memela, he said the yeshiva has a very dear place in his heart, and he wants that the yeshiva should be in Sanhedrin. So I told this thing to the yeshiva said, fine, we're going. I said, okay. I said, Agav Orcha. There's a big check waiting. And Rosh Yeshiva got upset. And he said, it's time to come together. He said, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go because it's the right thing to do. With the money, we got the money. And not only that, but he even said, tell them I don't want to check by the chassid. For Pasha, that's the loyal of you and the king. He said, no, they want to send them a check? I'm going to tell them my loyal. You want to come down and give a check? But at the chassid, he was not taking a check. Another mindset I wasn't planning on saying, just as I'm speaking, things come out, but there's also very interesting mindset. There was a Bach in Yeshiva who was read to a certain Shivach. And it was and he was saying such wonderful things about the Shivach. But he happens to bemerk that there was something was being held back. So finally, he found out that the father had sat in Tisa a few years before. So he went to the yeshiva asking, what to do? Should he go out with the girl, should he not? She said, beside it. What's the problem? She said, is there a chesaron in the girl? Or is it the egg in the closet? No, take a look, Amos. What's the problem over here? It could it be that there's a chesaron in the girl's chinuch, or is it the egg in the closet? So I said to him, Yashu, what to do? But then afterwards, when she asked the question, he said, is the girl's father European or an American? And why not? He said, if it's in America, oh, because what was the issue? The issue was tax evasion. So he said, if it's in America, it's not a male. He doesn't mind about it. If it's European, it's different. Because an American doesn't know, doesn't understand the hakaras hatoyiv that we have to have for, you know, for this country, for what we have. A European that can down, you know, he was not a neighbor. But if it's a European who can hold back giving taxes to the country, it's a big time. It's a big time. The by Chonizvart, you're by Chonizvart. So by Chonizvart, well, he got engaged to Soloveitchik, Soloveitchik's daughter. It was a big deal. It was a big vart. And everyone noticed. After the, it's a half an hour, 45 minutes into after things really got going, Mr. Elter Yidke walked in, and walked over to the Rosh Hashiva, and the two of them walked over to the corner, and they stood there for an hour, talking. And she was totally, totally engrossed in what was going on with this Elter Yidke. It was only afterwards what happened. There was a Bachur Yeshiva who was having an issue with a Shivach. Apparently they'd gone out a number of times, and you know, something was happening. And his own son's vart. There was a Bachur Yeshiva who was fedagit. There was a Bachur Yeshiva who was having problems. This happened to be a Bachur Yeshiva. He took that time, and his own simcha, to try to be miyashiv what was happening with someone else. There was another ma'aser. Also, there was a Bachur Yeshiva who was having something happened, you know, well along the way of Shidduch and Yonim. The Yeshiva placed himself in a place where he would be able to see when the Bachur came back to Yeshiva, and he stayed until 3 o'clock in the morning. Today, that he should be able to intercept him and sit him down and read off the inyan with him and be mechazik him. Give him, you know, he knew the Bachur was having the final translation for that. Whatever it took, he was asking to do his job. And he did. These are three of the four ksarim of the four veluchas. One was good. It's Torah, it's Avoda, it's Amhaga, it's Midas. I think it was the last kasar that brought everything together. And made such a shunatic incredible person. And that was what he mourned from himself. The Shiva mourned from himself. There's nothing ever less than perfection. Whatever it was, there was nothing that was less than perfection. If it wasn't learning, if it wasn't davening, if it wasn't eating a Shabbos, if it was handling with the Bachim, handling with Kaisel, handling with people again. I mean, people came to Kseidah, especially I remember after Yaakov was Nifter, then shortly afterwards Moshe was Nifter. And then I saw the Rosh Hashiva used to come. I used to sleep in the basement. The Rosh Hashiva used to come down to the basement, and he would read English books from Marcus Lehman books. So I once asked him, my high. And he said, the Maisa, I don't speak English, and people are coming. And he took from his time every night. And he sat down and he read the Marcus Lehman book, which you all know, Marcus Lehman was the Valka Tam Chacham, his books, anyone who read them when you were younger, you know, they were Musa Svarim. But that's what he did, because people were coming to him. Everything, what he meant from himself, was in an oifen that I hold it, it's not shy for most people to understand. It's anyone who saw it. I found it how we, you know, to issues with clients, issues with yechidim, issues with it was just he mourned from himself so much, we partially just thinking about it makes it poignant. So the Meister, I know he's the Yitzchok, he always says a gedank that Hirsch said by the yard side. Kinnis and Yeshiva. She was a mensch. She was not a malach. Yeshiva understood Gashmis. Yeshiva understood a mazah. Remember, he told me once, you remember the mice he told us together. It was by a gvir in Los Angeles. The gvir called him over, he wanted to show them the handle on the bathroom, right? The golden handle. Because he's doing with Yeshiva to show him a golden door handle, door knob. For the bathroom. But she was good for standing with the Zizai. But I once asked Rosh Hashiva, said, what's like a Taichel Hamaza? As I asked before I had children, I said, Taichel Hamaza? It's the land of Laka Mara and Midnzon. That's El Hamaza. And anyone who knew Rosh Hashiva knew that was Emes Lamita Shadom. It's not Shatta Rosh Hashiva didn't have both feet firmly planted in this world. He did. Because he was machshav, what's choshev and what's not choshev. A fancy car, a fancy doorknob on a bathroom. He said it's a pillar plant. He said, how could people be machshav? He just didn't understand it. It was a little shy. The fancy had the why. For what? But to sit, learn, not the model of the song. That is the biggest. That's the biggest Elul Hazar. He liked Elul Hazar. He loved Elul Hazar, and that's the reason why he had such a reason to Simchas Chaim, because he spent his life immersed in Elul Hazar. Of it was good, yet Elul Hazar wasn't Elul Hazar of Stam people. The last thing I'll be Messiah with, because I might have taken up a lot of time. But another thing that you see, I mean, everyone has seen it. Everybody. He's going running, trying to show this. I this shaykh will shiv. I this shaykh will shiv. He touched so many people, tens of thousands of people. Some are more than that, hundreds of thousands of people. He's touched so many people, and anyone he touched, there was such a yachas. Like they feel like I'm the biggest. I'm the most shaykh. Because there's such a yachas they wanted. There was such a tshuka. He had that. People wanted to be part of him. Of him. Just to say over there, one you sign with one last word, was Shiva. She was talking about the Talmidim of the Chaim. So what's Pshat the Chaim? Talmud? Talmud is Pshat, is somebody who's Mekabel from his Rebbe. It's Pshat, somebody who learns from his Rebbe. Rebbe Messiah, the Shrobi Zoicha, to talk the Ems to Talmidim of the Shiva's Atzam. Thank you.